We are currently getting into the pointy end of the year, and the end of the year where a lot of students from, you know, year 10 to year 12 start looking at what options are available to them outside of school. This episode is all about those options. So, as I said before, we're getting into that part of the year where students are picking their subjects for year 11 and 12. They're considering what options are available for them. And, you know, for some, it's a really overwhelming period of time. And I think no matter how old we are and how far removed we get from, I guess, the anxiety of picking something to do, you will never forget the feeling that you had. And I think it's something to remember. So to begin with, I am not a careers advisor. I have never been a careers advisor. But I have worked extensively with high school students in particular. And I have spoken to a lot of high school students around, you know, what life after school looks like and what types of options are available to them. And I think it's a really valid conversation to have, particularly at this period of time, because in some respects, you know, there is still a, I guess, apprehension around that I need to know what I want to do when I finish school. And I think for some students that it's quite, you know, confronting and quite scary, particularly if they are not certain on the path that they want to take or they have lots of different options. So I think firstly, it's really important that we speak to our kids and our students about the different options that are available, because there are just so many options to get to where you want to go. And I think on top of that, we need to emphasize the fact that it is completely okay not to know what you want to do when you leave school, because if we all are really honest with ourselves, a lot of the time the things that we thought we wanted to do, we either are definitely not doing or we started doing and didn't find the enjoyment that we thought that we would out of, you know, the career path that we chose. Or, you know, life takes you on so many different journeys and there's so many different paths that you might not have ever got the chance to do what you had initially thought you wanted to do. And so I think, like I said, it's really important for us to speak to our kids and our students about it so that they know that it's completely okay not to know where they're going to be in 6 months, let alone what they want to do, I guess we say, with their life. In saying that, I think it's also important that we continue to highlight for our students that there are so many different ways that you can get in to do the one thing that you want to do, and that it's not so cut and dry, and that it's not always based, and it's not only based on the results that you get from school. I think sometimes we're asking our students what they want to do and what they want to be, and we're not acknowledging that perhaps they are not mature enough to, I guess, be worrying about those types of conversations. So across the last couple of weeks, obviously year 10 are currently picking or have picked their subjects for year 11 and 12. And I always say to so many of my students, at the end of the day, if you are completely unsure of what you might want to do, pick the things that you enjoy. And I think for myself, that was the one piece of advice that I had received when I was picking my subjects, which was a really long time ago now. But it was pick the things that you enjoy, because at the end of the day, we do better at the things that we really enjoy. And the things that we don't enjoy that much, we probably don't do as well in them because we might not be as interested in those subjects. And I think it's an interesting thing to talk about, and it's an interesting thing to be completely open and honest about as well. Because like I said, there are 100,000 different ways that you can get to do the one thing. You might find though along the way that there's something else that you got to do that you found more enjoyable. The other thing to think about is that there are so many different HSE pathways as well. So, and a lot of them, you know, first make sure that your kids are talking to the year advisors and the careers advisors to get the most up-to-date information. But sometimes, you know, a lot of the information around doing vet training, for example, or doing a school-based apprenticeship and traineeship, as well as a HSC, sometimes that information isn't readily available for them and it's not spoken as openly about as, you know, picking your subjects that go towards your ATAR and your HSC as well. And so I think, you know, definitely make sure that you're having those conversations so that your child is able to get the support that they need and they want as well. But on top of that, you also have to be really honest with your kids too and your students as well. I have seen some students, you know, really wanting to, say, leave school and get an apprenticeship, but we're in August and they haven't tried to make any connections or speak to anybody about, you know, the realities of A, finding an apprenticeship and finding a place that will take you on as an apprentice, but B, you know, what is truly involved in doing an apprenticeship. And it's not to tarnish it and it's not to lead them down another path that they definitely won't enjoy and those types of things, but it's just being realistic. You know, I think sometimes there is, there has been in the past definitely a lot of students thinking that it's really, really easy to just walk into an apprenticeship and be provided with an apprenticeship. But there have been years in the past where there have been very, very few apprenticeships available. At the moment, there seems to be quite a high number of apprenticeships and traineeships available because it's another way for businesses to try and get workers to fill the demand that they're currently experiencing. And you know, the gap that a lot of us are having is that we're not getting skilled workers apply for our roles and positions. And so obviously businesses that can take on an apprenticeship and a traineeship, that kind of helps them in that regard. But it's not just, you can't just walk out the door and fall into an apprenticeship and, you know, happy days. And again, like I said, I think that we owe it to our students and our kids to be completely honest, you know, talk to them about, like I said, having conversations, talk to them about calling different businesses to talk about the opportunity and what they really want to do. And, you know, it's only through talking to people who have done it, talking to businesses who offer apprenticeships, talking to, you know, even like trying to find full-time, part-time work, those types of things too. You've got to have those conversations and have those conversations with people who have been there and done that to then be able to sit down and make that informed decision as well. It was a long time ago now, but I had a lot of students and they were, you know, year 10 students when I was teaching in the classroom, and it would get to year 11 and the students that had, you know, really openly said that they don't want to be at school and they were going to find apprenticeships, when they come into year 11, you'd kind of be like, oh, what happened? I thought that you were hell-bent on, you know, getting an apprenticeship. And 9 times out of 10, they either hadn't even started looking, hadn't even started making connections to be able to do that, but they had this weird idea that one would just turn up. I remember saying to one of my students once, you know, I can clearly see that you don't want to be here. You don't want to be at school. You don't want to, you know, be doing subjects and heading towards your HSC. I know, I can clearly see that you don't want to be here. Why haven't you started contacting businesses in what you want to do? And honestly, I don't think he'd even thought about the fact that he was able to contact businesses and have those conversations. But within 2 weeks, he'd started ringing around and having those conversations. And he managed to land an apprenticeship in 2 weeks in what he wanted to do. But it was, he needed the reminder that you have to go out and get it. And I think on top of that, I'm rabbit on a bit, but I think on top of that, in terms of going out and, you know, trying to find the opportunity that you really want, you also have to be realistic in saying, you know, there will be parts of the job that you will need to do that you won't like. With any job, there's parts of the job that we all need to do that we don't particularly enjoy doing or like. But we need to be really honest with our kids and tell them, you know, you've got to persevere, you've got to keep pushing, you've got to keep turning up, you've got to keep doing to be able to get the opportunities that you really want to be getting. And it's just being honest with them. Sometimes there is, I guess, an idea that once you get into, you know, the career and the career path that you like, oh, well, you need to like all of it. Well, I'm yet to meet somebody who likes every single aspect of what they're doing. Regardless of whether you work for yourself or not, there is always aspects that we find difficult and challenging, but we still have to do those aspects no matter what. Anyway, so I guess the whole point is you really want to be talking honestly with your kids about what they want to do and what opportunities are available for them, even sitting down and looking at all of the different ways, all of the different opportunities, all the different pathways that they can go down to get to the thing that they really want to get to. It's, you know, an opportunity for them to pick something that they really love doing. And that, if we can get people to be doing things that they really love doing, that makes, you know, the whole work life so much easier in a sense. But it's being realistic with them, being realistic about, you know, even if you do a vet course, even when you're doing an apprenticeship, you still need to do the learning components. You still need to hand in work. You still need to read and understand whole stacks of information. You still might need to sit exams to be able to pass and get your certificate. You know, if you're working in, I don't know, in anything, you're starting, even in, you know, your vocab training, you're starting at, you know, you've got to learn these things before you learn the next things, before you learn the next things. And it's through that honesty that we can really help our kids, especially just letting them know the huge range of options available to them. Letting them know that it's okay if they don't want to sit the HSC, or it's okay if they don't want to get an ATAR. You know, it's completely okay. Letting them know that if they, you know, decide down the track that they should have done courses to be able to get into university if that's what they want to do, letting them know that there's other options to get into university later on if you change your mind. And I think that's something that we all should remember, is that it doesn't matter how far along the journey you are of all of the things available to us when we finish school, you can always pick and choose something else, and you can always try something different. And, you know, it just means that your path had a bit of a detour in it, but we learn so much from the detours we go into or the paths we go down. We learn so much, not just about workplaces. We learn so much about, you know, workplace culture and all of those things. But most importantly, we learn so much about ourselves as we're going down the different paths that life has to offer. And at the end, you know, it might look like you've gone here, there, and everywhere, and you've tried all of these different things to try and find the match for you. But each and every opportunity that you've been provided with, like I said, we learn something through, and we make a different choice or a different decision. And that's life. That's life. That's what we call life. Anyway, so I hope this episode has given you, I guess, some thought. I guess more so in how we talk to our kids about opportunities and things that are available to them outside the schooling system. And I guess as well, like, the encouragement for them to take the initiative in the first place, for them to be open to having as many conversations with other people as possible, and for them to know that what they pick today, they don't have to do forever. It might give them a certificate. It might give them something to fall back on if they ever need something to fall back on. But what it will give them is stacks and stacks of skills and opportunities that they didn't have previously. Anyway, I hope you all have a really lovely afternoon. If you have any questions, always email me, info@breakawaytuition.com.au. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're needing any tutoring help for your children, make sure that you contact us so that we can help you help your child. Have a good day.